The Ultimate Immigration Bill. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Church World Service has an interesting website on the subject of immigration, and Christmas is the perfect day to ponder what it says. It quotes a document which promotes some pretty radical policies that probably wouldn't get much support in the current political climate, and yet a lot of people swear by it. It is, of course, the Bible. Deuteronomy 14, verse 19 says, "The alien, the orphan, and the widow who are in your town shall come and eat and be satisfied, in order that the Lord your God may bless you." 24:17, "You shall not pervert the justice due to an alien or an orphan." 27:19, "Cursed is he who distorts the justice due an alien, orphan, and widow," etc. And then there's the book of Malachi, Malachi 3:5, "I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers," etc., etc., "and against those who oppress the hired workers in their wages, the widow and the orphan, against those who thrust aside the alien," unquote. And then, of course, there's the New Testament, which goes completely over the top. Unmarried woman leaves her hometown to have a baby in a homeless shelter. Jesus and the 12 disciples wandering all over the place without papers, freeloading where they can. But then it was a simpler time, and it's a really old book. Today, if we saw a gang of Middle Eastern men wandering around without papers and talking about establishing some sort of kingdom, we'd ship them off to some island, which explains why the second coming would have to be a lot more forceful than the first. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.